Welcome to the Deep Pod. That's what I'm calling it.
DPDODDB.
Yep, that as well.
CASTCASAST.
CAS.
That's just the word cast. PODCAST.
We're doing the podcast that was lost to the sands of time.
RIP.
Time being the operative word because it's about how to be on time.
Yeah, it is with some irony that we had to miss one because we...
It was about timekeeping. We didn't miss it because of bad timekeeping.
No, we didn't.
We missed it for many reasons. Started by me and ended by the studio itself.
I'm completely blameless.
Yes, she is.
But so is Stevie. Literally everyone
is. In a way, isn't everyone blameless for everything? No, we're doing basically how to be on time because timekeeping is something that... I mean, it's very much affected mine and Tessa's lives and relationship.
I'm stripping off my first layer.
It's that thing where I've got a couple of people in my life who are quite bad at timekeeping. I don't really, you know, mine doesn't really affect things, but then suddenly when it starts to affect things, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, like when I'm always late and they're always on time, I feel so bad. And also when people are late and they're wasting my time, I can't stand it. So there has to be better tips than just leave early, and we know there are because we did them already.
Yeah, we do
so
know this one already.
Repeat them for you.
But it was, I really, really loved this episode. I'm sure I'll love it afresh going around again because it was something that a lot of people have written in and suggested. Mm. And I definitely always wanted to do it. And because I'm a terrible timekeeper, a real problem with it. But I never wanted to do it because I thought, oh, the tips will be like, have your breakfast.
Make sure you leave with good time.
Why don't you leave on time?
Or like, oh, good, thank you.
Don't be late.
Don't be
late. No shit, mate. Put your outfit out the night before. Like, get some good sleep. Like, all of this stuff.
I've got a lot on.
Yes, I'm busy, Nigel. And so,
like... What's Nigel here?
He wrote the article with his, like, why don't you just not be late? Anyway, so I really... And so therefore, I was really... avoiding doing this topic, but I think actually we've got some really, really interesting stuff to talk about.
Yes, and before we do though, and before we go into our adult things, I believe we have some shout outs because last week we did a podcast episode on ethical fashion, which blew my mind out. And some people have got in touch. We asked you guys to get in touch with us if you kind of had any ethical fashion companies that you were doing, or you knew of any, or you had just anything useful to say.
We're going to shout out a couple of people who wrote into us. So Natalia on Twitter got in contact. She has an ethical clothing brand called Mexa Clothing.
Nice. Mexican clothing.
You've got it. You don't need any more help. Who source fashion in Mexico that's made completely ethically and take it to the UK.
Oh, cool.
And they have some super cool stuff. So that is Mexi Clothing. Lucinda Toole wrote in about a blog that she's making called dressedtoprotest.co.uk.
Nice.
Cool. That talks about sharing the brands that want you to look great without hurting the people or the planet.
Yes, I want to look great without hurting the people or the planet.
We all do. Use your buying power with purpose. And that website is called dressedtoprotest.co.uk.
Lovely.
And a couple of people tweeted us about a nice girl called Stacey Clark who has a knitting company. It's recently changed name from New Day Knit to just Stacey Clark Knit.
Yes, that's good. Good change.
Powerful, cool.
Good
We're all change. About that.
Yeah.
We're all about that, Stacey. Put your name in it, Stacey, for God's sake. Yes, which is a really cool knitting and crochet clothing.
Oh,
hello.
It's like
which
nice
also
warm
does
jumpers.
Stuff with also does stuff with mental health awareness.
Oh, that's really great.
Really ticking all the boxes.
That's great. I've got some shout outs too that are nothing to do with that.
Great.
Yeah, right. So ages ago we did a podcast episode on how to promote yourself. And some people got in touch being like, I'd like to promote myself, including Brittany Molyneux, who does not sound like that when she got in touch with me. It was via direct message. And also, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing it right, Molyneux, French. She's like an illustrator and she sells her own prints on Etsy. And it's Brittany Molyneux. I'm going to spell it BRITANYMOLINEAUX.etsy.com. And the prints are like £15, some of them like £25. So really cheap. And they are so cool. She's got like astrological sign ones. There's some bees on there. Really classy stuff. If you're living in like a rented property and you're like, oh God, I'm like never going to buy any art. buy some of Brittany's art. I love it. Oh, yes, then someone else on Instagram, and I actually didn't know her actual name, even though we've messaged a lot. At Unfazed and Confused does these really cool key rings that she sent a couple to us that I popped on my Instagram, so you might have seen them. They're just really, really cool key rings with like sassy titles, but then nothing to do with self-promotion, really. But I wanted to do a shout-out to Emily and Felicity, who went on a six-month sabbatical travelling and listened to the podcast. And I think they're now back. I think it was Emily who got in touch with me, and she gave me some adulting tips about the quick hook, which is a temporary hook that you can hang curtain rails off without screwing into the wall. So if you've got, like, crap curtains, and you're like, well, I'm never going to put up a curtain hook, you can buy quick hooks with a K, and you just stick them to the wall, and then you can just pop a curtain rod in. Really lovely stuff there. But anyway, hello! Adult thing have you done this week, briefly, because of all the shout-outs.
Well, mine is also about ethical fashion, and it was about putting my money where my mouth is. On the way here, went and donated a bunch of clothes, office-y-ish.
Sure.
to Smartworks, which are a company that give cheap or free clothing to women who want to go to interviews.
Oh, great.
Job interviews, and women who can't afford things, and they support people in the local community. And I went and donated.
You mentioned that last week.
Yeah, exactly. I mentioned it, and then I was like, well, off I go.
We'll do it.
I'll bloody go and do it then. And underneath here, also, I'm wearing a T-shirt from Son of a Tailor. Yeah, that I was like, well, I'm going to stop buying a million, you know, rubbish T-shirts and own one great tailored T-shirt that you put in all you measure yourself, and then they send you exactly. And also, it is monogrammed.
Oh.
Yeah. You can get your initials. That's me. You get your initials in the corner.
Oh, that's nice. I want one.
It's really lovely. Yeah.
I'm going to get one for my birthday.
Exactly. Treat yourself.
Treat myself. Mine is really simple. We're just going to smash
through
it. Just crack on. I got a reusable water bottle and it's changed my life. I drink way more water.
Is this it?
I'm really happy with it. It's the wrong colour. I didn't want pink. That's what
I think you're really owning it.
So time. Time management is so hard and so difficult to do. But you were saying to me before, Tessa, that apparently there are like different types of people who are late. And I found that interesting because I was like, well, I guess everyone's like me.
Yes, very much so. I thought that everyone was just the same sort of person, which was, because statistically, if you are a late person and you either are or you aren't, like you either know if this is the podcast for you or it's a podcast for you to understand more the people that you are waiting for.
Yes.
So either to know that it's you, because if you're not a late person, you can't abide being late. You're never late.
So
you're a good...
It must be so annoying.
We
must be so annoying. I'm really sorry.
And we're very sorry. Statistically, you're more likely to be more creative, more optimistic, less numerically minded.
Optimistic's a good one.
Yes, very much so.
My
optimistic.
My friend who's late a lot is just like, yeah, I'll do that walk in 15 minutes. You're like, but it's a 45-minute journey, my friend. Like,
yes.
What so
you
makes
truly,
you think you could do that?
You truly believe that you can.
Wow.
It's like you genuinely think that you can do it in that time. And you're like, sure, all right, why not? Give it a bloody go. So I read a book called Never Be Late Again by Diana DeLonza. And she talks about the seven different types of late people. And once you understand which one of them you are, because to me there was just late people and on-time people, so the idea that there were seven of us.
Yeah, the humans are way more complex than we keep giving them credit for.
Yeah.
We keep getting surprised.
Yeah, and when you work out which type you are, you also realise that other people are different types of late.
Okay.
So these are the seven types of late person. So number one is Debbie Deadline. And Debbie Deadline enjoys the rush of the last minute. She thrives on urgency and often claims to work best under pressure. Sometimes it's difficult for Debbie Deadline to motivate unless there is a crisis, even if that means creating a crisis of their own.
I mean, I don't understand Debbie at all.
I 100% do.
You like to be late, so because you thrive on the adrenaline.
I don't like to be late. Okay. I do things at the last minute because of the adrenaline.
Oh,
like I started my dissertation like the day before. Like I constantly need a deadline in order to do anything. I work through the night always. I definitely need the rush of like getting to the train station like just as the train is leaving. Like,
oh my god, I hate that rush.
Yeah, whereas I like I do hate it, but I also like
as the doors close.
Yeah, exactly.
You're still the thrill, on the platform.
Yeah, the thrill of getting on the train as the doors close is so exciting.
But that like you're sacrificing the
100%. It's a extreme issue. Is it? But I'm just saying I do understand it. It's actually not me. It's not. It is. I'm a combination of two of these.
Okay.
But one of them is definitely.
I'm gonna guess.
A Debbie deadline. They're like the starting stuff at the last minute, that like the thrill of like, of the, you know, not packing until the last minute, not doing anything.
Guess, and it's not like a positive thrill, like, oh, I can't wait to pack to the last minute.
Oh my God, no.
It's just that you need it in order to get you going. Otherwise, you're like, well, I've got loads of time. So
yeah,
it's fine.
Exactly. You just put things off and put things off until.
So she sounds less weird now.
Oh, right, sorry.
She sounded like she's like, oh, yay. And it's like, what the hell is wrong with her?
It's less that she's done it on purpose and more that it's like, it needs that, like, oh my God, I've got to go and now I'll start packing. And now,
right.
You know, She's not
I identify with that. Not maybe fully, but like, I do. You know, I will leave things to the last minute because I'm like, well, I'll know I'll have to do it that evening rather than,
The producer.
Okay.
The producer.
Which is there a name?
Paul. Paul, the producer, has a massive to-do list.
Mm.
Producers consistently engage in magical thinking, in inverted commas, consistently underestimating the amount of time their task will take.
Oh my God, that's my friend who is late all the time.
Yes. So the producers generally are very bad at maths.
Okay.
Like actual genuine numerical problems, not only a combination of massive to-do list and genuine belief. And to an outsider, it looks insane, but it's very genuine that they can actually get all of those activities done.
Right. So then they would probably annoy people because people would be like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Why did you think you could get there in that amount of time from where you were? It makes no sense.
And there's sort of nothing worse than if you're on the receiving end of that when you're like, don't shout, because you can't really give an explanation because you're like, I did think I could.
Yeah. So then you feel really stupid.
You feel so stupid. And it's in a real, like, you feel like such an idiot for being like, I don't know. It seemed like a good idea.
Yeah. So then both people are sort of left being annoyed when actually, if you understood.
Yeah. So if you've got a Paul or the producer on your hands.
Are you a Paul?
Yes.
You sounded like you really were passionate about that. You did a very good impression of one.
Yeah. So I'm a combo of Debbie Deadline and Paula, the producer. And if you've got the deadliner, you can shout at more. But if you've got a producer on your hands.
Don't shout at anyone.
But if you've got a producer on your hands, try and understand them a little bit better, that they genuinely did think. Because it looks almost like they were just taking the piss with all the other things they tried to do.
They don't care.
Because if they're like, if someone's like, you've got to leave the house in an hour, I'd be like, I can put a wash on. I also am like, the wash will be finished and dry. That's a genuine belief I've got. I put a wash on, take the wash out, hang it up. Find my clothes, have a shower, wash my hair. I don't have a dog, but if I did, I think I could walk it. Go to the gym, go for a run, come back. Like, I genuinely think I can do all of those things.
Wow, okay.
And it takes like a real lot of mental gymnastics to understand that A, that you're a producer, and B, to understand that you cannot do those things.
Yeah. It's a lot less time than you think. An hour, that's like child hour. You know, like an hour as a child is like the longest time ever.
Yeah, exactly right. As a child, you were like, I could do a million things.
And you kind of could, because your million things were so scaled down. It was like, I can go over there and suck that pen.
I can go.
I can maybe use the pen to draw a face.
Go and look for a conker.
Yes, I can turn into a unicorn and chase people around the playground.
Yeah, and as a child, you were like, that lasted for hours.
Lasted
for about 4 minutes.
Yeah.
This is number three. This is you, Stevie.
Oh, no. The big shit.
Yeah, it's Stevie, the big shit. No,
Stevie,
it is. Because have you related at all to the producer or the deadliner?
No, not the producer, because I do know how long things take. Mm-hmm. That is one thing I do know. I've related to the first one in the sense that I do need a deadline to do stuff. So I'm like, okay, fair enough. But I don't rely on it.
Yeah.
So a bit, but not much.
Understood.
Sick in your mouth a little bit.
Sick in my mouth. Stevie. The absent-minded professor.
Okay.
Easily distracted. So the absent-minded professor often loses track of time, misplaces car keys, and forgets appointments.
Yes.
This is maybe you.
okay, bitch. Doesn't sound very sassy and powerful, the absent-minded professor. But
No.
No, they're not.
No,
they're, and that's the end of the podcast.
No, they can be sassy and powerful, and also crucially, they're a professor. Like they've got, remember, like they've got stuff going on.
They've done quite well. If you take stock in academia, which I don't
But... they've risen to the top of academia.
Sure,
they've become a professor, which is not untricky.
That's quite hard.
It's quite hard. So this is the absent-minded professor. Then you've got... So those, I think, are the big three. And then you've got things that are, like, slightly more wishy-washy.
I mean, more wishy-washy than... I'm a professor and I forget appointments.
But I think that's, like, very... I think
what's
people...
the reason that I'm late, then? Is it the fact that I'm a professor?
Yeah, it's just the...
the lectures that I've got to do.
You're busy with your class. You've got lectures on.
Totally misreading that one.
It's about a genuine. It's like it's more of a genuine absent-mindedness.
Right.
You both lack the ability to stay focused on a course of action.
Right.
Just a general. Of awareness.
So, right. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
I am very distracted.
Yeah. So, there, yeah. So, it's
maybe
just.
I don't want to hear anymore because it might make me sad. You literally forget everything. You can't. It's like,
well,
okay.
once you've identified it.
No, I mean, I already knew that, but absolutely lovely to know that I'm like quite charming, absent minded professor.
Crucially, let's stay focused on, you know, the charm
aspect.
Everyone
likes a professor. Right. So the next one, I feel like I've fully explored that. Thank you.
You're welcome. So then you have things like the indulger, which I can't relate to at all, but possibly either is you or is somebody that you know. The indulger has difficulty with self-motivation in general. They probably really respond...
Don't put a voice on, because the person listening
Well, I think if you're an indulger, you should get a grip. No.
The whole point of this is that everyone's welcome, even indulgers.
Even the indulgers are welcome. Indulgers, you probably identify with that photo, with that quote about, like, I don't get out of bed for less than £100,000 from, I don't know, Zaza Gabor, I think, said it. Or, like, some, like, socialite that was like, oh, you know.
Yes.
A belief that you're fabulous.
Oh, wow, okay, yeah, they're dicks.
Yeah. So an indulger.
That can't be right. They think they're so great that they don't want to be on time.
Yeah, it's literally like, they just are like, oh, well, I'm here. Like, they're meanies.
That's actually, I've come full circle. That's amazing. That's an amazing way to live your life.
Yeah, exactly.
Great for them, not for anyone around you. I'd say work on that.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're identifying with that, maybe
work
on it.
Right, exactly. So they're literally people who are like, well, I'm here in my time.
Oh, God.
Right? I'm here when I feel like it. They're like, exactly. So we'll have no indulgers here. We said you're all welcome, but you're not. This one, the rebel.
I already hate him.
Right? Consistently, these are men. Feel compelled to break the little everyday rules that most people take in their stride.
He's doing it on purpose.
Oh, yeah. Tardiness by rebellion.
What? So, like, it's like a power move?
Yeah.
Competing, I hate them more.
Competing for power, resisting authority, attempting to feel special and unique.
Imagine if that was the one that you'd picked for me.
Imagine
that one, you'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I'm a prick.
Yeah, so the rebel, consistently men are people who want to come to the meeting last, and they're sort of like, I'm here last.
Okay. We're not saying that you're a prick. That's really mean. But also, don't do that. Maybe try not to do that, because that's a horrible thing to do to people around you.
Yeah. So if you're one of those, or the indulger...
And it's like Richard Branson, in which case I guess you must have to use some of those things. But I don't think he listens.
I don't think he does. And maybe
even
help
still
him.
Then.
I feel like Richard Branson just comes on time to things.
I don't know him very well, or as well as you seem to. Like, oh, my God.
We are close. What's that island called that I've been to? What's his island called?
Yeah, I imagine it's called Richard Branson's Island. But
I think it burnt down or something.
Yeah, the big slide that came out of the top of the thing and then he could slide into the sea.
Guys, we don't know anything about Richard Branson.
Because I think that was possibly Mark Zuckerberg. I don't know.
We don't know anything about any
or
rich
Prince.
People. But I suspect they're probably on time to things. So if you are somebody who's just like, time isn't important, just get yourself together. You're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah, you don't need any tips. You just need to be nice.
Up the ass. And also, if you're somebody who lateness is like one of the things that they're generally working on and they know it's a problem, but it's not
or
at the
worse,
forefront.
Genuinely, some people think it's charming.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like, oh, wouldn't me? I'm, well, I mean, people will will expect me to be late. So it doesn't matter if I am.
I'm
lovely. No, it's consistently, it erodes the respect of those around you.
Yes. Also, if you're like, oh, here are my general flaws, lateness is certainly on my tea tray, but I'm mostly working on
tidiness.
Exercise or tidiness or one of the other things. Put lateness straight to the fork. Just kick everything else off the tray.
Yeah, or do it alongside. You can be on time. You shouldn't have to like set aside whole days to practice not being late.
Yes, I think you should.
Right, we'll talk about that in a second.
But I think like late, everything else will, because sometimes you'll be going to something, it's taken you like an hour to get there. And if you've begun it late, you will spend the whole hour thinking about trying to be quicker.
Yes.
Like the whole thing will be stressful. The whole journey there will be, you'll be aware that you're late.
You'll be able to organize other things in your life. Like, so say if like taking those things like exercise and thing, I said tidiness.
Yeah.
Like, if you're late to things, you don't have, your timekeeping is all over. Yeah. So you'll be messy because you'll be throwing stuff around.
Exactly.
You won't be able to get to the gym. So actually, yeah, you're right.
Lateness
is number one.
It's number one, like, because all the other things will fall into place, because everything just feeds into the others.
And you need to structure your day.
You've got to. And if you're always a person who's always in a rush, you'll just live with this like constant adrenaline in you that is not good for anyone. And if you ever have found yourself sort of accidentally really on time for something, you just feel so calm and smug and good. And
yeah, and the fact that that's a surprise, it means that you are late all the time. So
if
that's
you
not great.
Go to RADA, guys. Right. They teach you, you come to everything 20 minutes before. If a class starts at 2, you are there at 1:40. And that's when they... Because it starts at 2. So those are 20 minutes that they expect you to be waiting outside the door of the class to brush your hair, go to the loo, have a think about the class. Mm. Think. And so it's called, you know, they teach you this idea called like the actor prepares, but you can just insert any job title and then the word prepares, because everybody needs to prepare. Because if you arrive to something at 2, you still spend those 20 minutes... you know,
you're
taking
not
your clothes
right
off
mindset.
And sweating and getting in the mindset, like, and being like, sorry, yes, no, I've got my pen, here it is, come on. Mm. You know, you lose all those things, all that time that you felt like you were gaining by doing a few extra things in the house or whatever, the reason that you were late, you lose constantly throughout the day by having to play catch up.
Yeah, it's true. And then people just getting more and more annoyed with you as the day goes on, which is just not great. Okay.
You're not a great person, basically.
No, well...
No, you are.
It's
you're
hard.
Doing,
it's
you're
very
trying
hard
so hard. Anyway, so this is a big thing that really changed things for me. So here I am in the deadline and producing category. And what you have to do... So it's not just like, just be better. What you have to do is, for the next couple of days, every activity that you do, having a shower, making your breakfast, making your bed, like anything, all the things that you do every single day, you have to time yourself doing them. Mm. So before you get in the shower, guess how long you think it takes you to have a shower. And
2.5 hours, I guess, for you.
Yes. If I was honest, probably.
Half a day.
Yeah, but honestly, if you genuinely asked me, I'd be like, I don't know, 4 minutes? Like that, and that would be a genuine belief of mine.
Mm.
Was actually easily...
20, I imagine you really languish.
Yeah. I love the shower. So the idea for me that I'm like, 4 minutes. Like that is a genuine...
Wow, yeah, that's not very much time, is it?
No, that's not very much time.
No. See now where you have a problem.
Exactly, right? Like it's a genuine lack of mathematical understanding about literally how time works.
Yeah.
So start the timer, get in the shower, don't rush, just have your shower, get out of the shower, think, I think that took me, and like be honest with yourself how long you think that took. Look at the clock. It will be
I say you should guess before you do it, because that's rather than after. So like, I know that sounds pedantic.
Otherwise
you'll
be
you'll sort of be thinking about it. I think just guess.
You're so right, Stevie.
Or at the start of the day, know what you're going to do and just guess. Just do like, don't take too much time over it. Just really just randomly, because that's the amount of time you're going to take over it in real life. Just think, that'll probably take me this amount of time.
Yeah.
Just do that.
So do it really quick. Don't let yourself like actually add it up and be like, don't do any kind of calculation. No. Just make your genuine guesses.
That'd be really interesting.
Yeah,
to do,
and genuinely see how long things take.
Great, so time all of your things, because then I suppose you can't lie to yourself.
Exactly.
It's like... Because one of my things was going to be start using things like Google Maps and City Mapper, and I know you probably are already, but start using them properly, so don't think that they're lying.
Yeah,
my friend does it. He'll look at like Google Maps and go, cool, so that's a 4 minute walk, and then I don't know, like 40 minutes on the train, and then like a 15 minute. Yeah, we could probably do that. That's last walk in about 5 minutes. Come on. And you're like, no, because Google hasn't timed that on like someone with no legs.
Yeah, yeah. Someone dragging themselves.
Someone
on
dragging
the floor.
Themselves over a hill.
And you're
hill.
Like, I'm a good walker, though.
I'm a good walker. You are the same walker as the average walker. And if you do it a little bit quicker, it's going to be like 30 seconds.
Yeah, that is the max you can take off Google Maps.
Yeah. And of course, like, there'll be times. And the danger is there is always that time. And it's always one time. But you think it's more because it's the one that's. It actually isn't. It's just is the one that's stuck in your head. The one time where you beat Google Maps and you're like, oh, I arrived early. And you're like, see, I just arrive early for Google Maps. No,
all the other times you didn't. Exactly. You don't. It knows what it's doing. I do it with the tube. When it says it's 17 minutes, 12 stops, 17 minutes, I'd be like, doing 10. It's the tube.
That's amazing.
It's the tube.
But for anyone listening, the tube is driven by not Tessa.
Yeah, I cannot make that go faster just by believing it should be faster.
So gutted. 2 minutes. Like, how are you
and
doing
is,
that?
And is this friend who thinks he can walk faster and doesn't believe the maps very creative and an optimistic person?
So much so of those two things.
And
not more optimistic.
Words minded than maths minded.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, no, he is quite good at maths. So he's not
that is surprising
anomaly.
Then.
But I think.
To get his act together.
Yeah, no. But no. He's quite, you know, the optimism thing spreads through all of his life. So he'll be like, he'll think he can do like a ridiculous amount of stuff.
Yeah.
And then get to it and be like, yeah, I'm probably going to have to cut that out. I'm probably going to have to. And you're like, yes, because you could never have achieved
that. Yeah,
like, one human can
never
do that.
Oh, yeah. When I look at Google Maps and it says a mile or 0.9 of a mile.
Yeah.
And I genuinely believe I can do it in such a short amount of time. And I, the other day, had to really stop myself because I was like, I looked at it and I was like, yeah, I can do that. Two minutes. Roger Bannister ran a mile in 4 minutes. So, and that was a world record breaking attempt. So I can't possibly stroll the mile in 2 minutes. If Roger Bannister did it in four, ran it in four. And so like even, I just have such a warped sense of what I can achieve. It's mind blowing.
It's about holding a mirror up to yourself.
But once you have seen, you can't go back.
That's good.
Because once you know,
and if you then continue to do it, you're kind of tricking yourself.
The trickery from here on in, once the wool has been pulled, the trickery feels quite dirty.
Yeah, feels like I'm ashamed.
Yeah, because you look at it and you're like, I can do that. And you're like, I know I can.
I'm just going to go back to the old ways.
You cannot go back to the old ways. Those
closer,
lovely, ignorant,
better.
Blissful days, late days.
But they weren't blissful because...
No, they weren't blissful. They were riddled with adrenaline and sweaty.
Until you arrive and then it's horrible.
Yeah,
dreadful. That's really good. And I think that's very, very helpful.
Marvellous.
As the absent-minded professor.
Yes.
From the professor's perspective.
Yes.
I've had like about six months ago, I was like, okay, my timekeeping and also other absent professorisms, not absent professor, that just means I'm not there. Mm-hmm. Absent-minded professorisms like having problems with dates. I've talked about it on the podcast before. Just being generally... feel like I'm fighting against my own brain constantly to try and get things in my head. Like, it's so frustrating.
Do you want to tell them about that time your debit card went in the Thames?
I mean, that's got nothing to do with the professor.
I think it's
embarrassing for a professor. Yeah, I lost 11 debit cards in a year. One of them, and still the best way I've ever lost it, is I was walking along the bridge across the Thames. I just took it in my bag and lost control of threw it in the river.
She took it out of her wallet with too much force.
And I just kept going, too much force, and my arm kept going, and then it just went in the river. And the people around me must have thought, I don't know what they must have thought. Anyway, so but I'm trying to get a handle on, maybe not things like that, just like genuine motor skills, but like, and I found that that thing of like really focusing and like putting in structures in your day that, whenever you are tempted to go, no, I'll just look at it later, go, no, because remember, you're an absent-minded professor. And it's not like a bad thing, because I also really ashamed of it. So I'd be like, no, well, I shouldn't have to look at my diary so much. Like, and actually now, I have a diary, and I look at it about four times a minute. And when I wake up, I'm looking at the whole week, I have to keep looking at it, because it all changes, obviously. Your week changes as your week goes along. You'll pop things in, you'll take things out. And I'm consistently... forgetting what I've, you know, so it's that thing of like, okay, so before I go to bed, I need to know exactly what I'm doing tomorrow. And and so many times when I'm falling asleep, I'm like, I'm not going to look. My diary's over there. I'm like, no, because I will wake up at the wrong time and then yes. I'll go to the wrong thing. So it's basically like, I can't tell you exactly the right things to do for you. But if you kind of related to the professor vibe, then you will know in your heart the things that you should do. And just basically like reminders on your phone are really helpful. Set them like the night before, just set loads of reminders on your phone for all of your appointments that you're doing. Double check the dates and the times of everything, because that's a big thing. I will get dates and times right, so I know when it is, but for some reason I've written down 7:30 when it wasn't, or like for no reason. I don't know why. So make sure that you double check everything. And it takes a bit of time, but then once you start doing it, you kind of get into it and you get used to it. And I am actually better, even though it doesn't appear like it sometimes. I am a lot better.
Oh, I think you're much, much better.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, great.
100%.
Oh, great. Well, that's a real boon.
Yeah.
You can always drop in a boon and it gets a great response.
I think you are doing so much better. And also, I think you touched on something so important there, right at the beginning, where you said...
rest of it was a pile of shit.
I just checked out emotionally. It was absolutely dog shit what else you said. No, when you said, I didn't ever do that because I thought I shouldn't have to.
Yeah, like I should be a normal person.
I should be a normal person. No
way, one's normal.
Baby. No one's normal. And that is doing you so much damage to be like, well, no one else is having to write it on the inside of their eyeballs, so I guess I won't either.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you need, then do that.
Do it,
like,
yeah.
Just live, own your stuff. Own the problems that you have. Because I think everybody's brain is a jigsaw puzzle, and some people have just got different pieces missing.
Yeah, yeah.
And no matter what pieces you've got missing, you've definitely got some that other people haven't got and they're really jealous of.
Yeah, but also what I found very inspiring is a woman I work with is incredibly organised and on time. Mm-hmm. You know, one of those people who's like, right, well, I mean, she's fine. And when I was talking about, I think I was actually talking about this podcast and doing something about like organisation or how like scatty I was, she was like, oh, I'm incredibly scatty. And I was like, what are you talking about?
Oh, really?
I don't need any of this, like, you know, like, no, I'm a piece of shit. But actually, she's like, no, I am. Do you not notice how, like, I have my diary out all the time? Like, I just have put in such rigorous things to stop me from being scatty, because I couldn't live like that anymore. And she's about, I'd say, like 10 years older than me. It was so great to hear someone who was so good at it mm-hmm. be like, oh, you can change, because this is not a personality thing. This is just like knowing how to do it.
Yes, absolutely. It's not a personality thing. It's not that like, well, I'm inherently a flawed and dreadful person.
Yeah.
It's like, no, this is just where you're at. And these are the steps, the totally achievable steps that you just need to...
Yeah, anyone in the most bohemian... Because that's annoys me. And I've sort of fallen foul to it, being like, well, I'm a scatty mess, so I'll always be like that.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Actually, that is an excuse. And you're mm-hmm. kind of like sitting under the excuse, because anyone can become organised. You just have to... It might take some people a bit longer to get into the habit of it.
Yes.
But everyone can get into the habit of being more organised and more on time.
Yes, 100%.
I feel so inspired by myself. Is that a thing?
Yes.
Right.
It is, and I am inspired by you. And for you. Some tiny little tips at the end.
Yes.
Like really quick ones, just try and stop yourself being a one more tasker if you're that sort of person before you leave the house.
I'll just do one more thing.
If you just like, if as you're walking out the door you think like, ooh, this, I mean obviously like switch the gas off and stuff,
but bring your
don't
keys
be like,
with
no,
you.
I must be on time. Like, you know, obviously do those emergency things, but don't be like, ooh, maybe I should.
Yeah.
Because you will.
On the way, I'll just stop by
will,
a shop.
Yeah, you
know.
Will always be inspired by things in those final moments. You just would be like, good idea, brain, thank you, I'll do it when I get back, thank you, brain, lovely idea.
Yeah,
say that aloud if that helps.
It won't.
Or not. Try aiming for the 15 minute or 20 minutes ahead of when you're
time
supposed to
cushion
be.
Is so
give yourself
important.
That cushion and literally aim to be there 15 minutes ahead, and don't panic that you're, if you're somebody who thinks like, but people will be think I'm so weird if I'm there early. Nobody will think that.
No
definitely not. And if you are somewhere you can't sit down or wait, whatever, like go for a walk around the block or whatever, like,
or look at your phone,
look at your
really,
phone
really
look
work
at,
on that addiction.
Yeah,
smartphone addiction.
Read a book. Like, nobody will mind at all that you are early to something. Like,
nobody
will think you're at all strange. Just sit tight and wait, be in the right place. Those classic things that you think they are, which is like, put out your clothes in the morning, like,
if
hang them on a
to.
No, do it.
Okay.
Like, put them on a hanger in a different place. Like, you know, just think ahead of like, what do I need in the morning? What am I going to need pack your bag.
Yeah. Because
those sort of things that they add to that, like, I'm the worst person in the world. When you're like, oh my God, and this, and this, and this. And you're throwing things into your bag and you feel so upset and so stressed out. And then as you're running down the street, you're like, I've forgotten that, I've forgotten that.
If you can... I just have like a massive backpack, so I basically have everything all the time.
Yeah, yeah,
like...
perfect. Get yourself a man's backpack and just keep all the stuff in it. Then you don't ever take it out. But do that, just pack yourself the night before. And if you ever do find yourself... think like the time is sort of ticking, just get yourself into that like, nope. Diana DeLonza calls it stop, drop and roll. Just stop what you're doing, drop everything.
Do a forward roll.
Do a forward roll. Forward roll. That's why it takes you so long to get everywhere. You've forward rolled here. No, and roll out the door. Just get, just go. And once you sort of get that into that mentality, which I have been doing of late, it is really helpful.
Yeah.
And it makes me like, and when you leave, you also sort of, yes, I've got some steps outside of my house and sometimes I jump down them because I feel so like, yes, off I go with my day.
I'm on time.
I'm so thrilled
Tessa
to get out.
Tessa time.
Tessa time. Oh my God, Tessa, imagine if my name wasn't Debbie Deadline, but Tessa on time.
That'd be great. That can be a name. Don't imagine.
Yes, guys. Don't imagine. We can all do it.
That was very useful. And I'm glad that we did it again and we didn't just go, God, because actually some new things popped out.
Yeah, they did.
It wasn't the same. You got a better one, guys.
You got a much better one.
Crap,
the other one's
we did.
Dog shit.
Yeah, my God, I'm embarrassed we were going to put that out. please do tweet us, say hello. At StevieMBS is a 5.
T for Tessa. Time and timekeeping.
Oh my God.
At Tessicoats.
And email podcast at thedebrief.co.uk. Neither of us can get into our emails at the moment, but I'm sure that'll change.
And that is because timekeeping is at the forefront of our agenda and we haven't time to deal with tech. Okay?
No tech issues. If you liked it, subscribe, tell your good old pals.
If you've got a top tip, oh, so sorry.
Yes,
no, carry
please.
On,
no,
please.
I was just saying, tell your good old pals.
Tell your good pals. Rate, review, subscribe. Lovely.
Do an Instagram story and tag me in because a few people did that the other week and it really like made my day.
Oh my goodness! I've just discovered that. So I've just seen
just
your request.
Test an Instagram story.
I've started. I've learning the stories, but I've just seen the button where I can look at people people who've put me in their story.
Oh yeah, lots.
Yes. But it's blank. I can't see
what
they were. It's gone now.
Yeah.
So I'm so sorry if I was in your story. Thank you. Tag me. I'm ready now to look. I hopefully I'll get there in the 24-hour window.
At Wheat Pray Love.
Oh, yeah.
That's her
handle. May I do just one shout out that I am doing my show, my Edinburgh show from last year at the Soho Theatre at the 26th, 27th and 28th of April. If you'd like to come, I would really, really love to have you. And I think you'd like it.
Yes.
Also, if there's a discount code, it's debrief10 that you can use when you buy tickets and you get 10% off. It would be really
sweet.
Lovely to you.
So sweet.
I'd love to have you if you fancied.
Well, we will see you there. Goodbye.
Bye. Quick, you've got to go.
Quick, go.
Be on time.